You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
All that glitters is not gold. There's a lot of fool's gold around.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, give us eyes to distinguish the glitter from the glory. Set our eyes on heaven with faith in your Son Jesus, that we may live even now in the light of your love and forgiveness. Help us to put first things first, and by your grace to think straight, to see things as they are, and to receive from your word the treasure of heaven, the good news of life in your Son Jesus Christ. In his great and saving name, we pray. Amen. Suppose two seminars were announced over the air, which you could take by mail. One would be on the subject, how to make $100,000 quickly. The second would be on the topic, how to have a full and satisfying life. Which of those two seminars would have the most applicants, do you think? Which one of the two would you like to enroll in immediately? When I want to get the attention of boys and girls in a Sunday school, I just hold up a dollar bill. I really have a point to make with that dollar bill, but I've noticed that boys and girls are all eyes as soon as you hold up a dollar bill. Why should adults and young people be so much alike when it comes to money? Jesus Christ noticed that too. He said to people in his Sermon on the Mount, "Do not treasure up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust disfigure and destroy, and where thieves break through and steal. Treasure up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot disfigure or destroy, and where thieves do not break through and do not steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." People have trouble getting their priorities straight. They become attached to material things, and the realities of life escape them. Then they wonder why life seems so empty and dull. I've known religious people whose talk was all too pious, but whose actions were altogether superficial, concerned with the glitter rather than the glory of life. An organization with which I am associated has developed a series of seminars for people who are about to retire or who plan to retire in a few years. In one of these sessions, they're asked to list the blessings they now possess and hope to enjoy for years to come. Some people will list a house, if they own a house. Others will list their assets in the bank, if they have a bank account. Some may have income-producing property, which they can list as an asset for years to come. There are all kinds of things upon which people count for support and assistance when they no longer go to work every day. On television the other day, a story appeared in the news about a couple who came home from church to find their house had burned down. The cameraman of the local television station was there to film their arrival. You felt with those people as you saw the shock on their faces when they drove up, to find their house had practically burned to the ground. They lost a lot of things, and I can appreciate how they felt. Some years ago, a neighbor of ours came home from the baseball game to find the fire engine standing in front of his house. It seems that his wife had discovered a flame in the frying pan on the stove and had carried the frying pan over to the sink in order to pour water on it. The fire flamed up, and the curtains caught fire in the kitchen. Not a great deal of damage was done to the house, but his wife had died in the fire. Another neighbor took the man to his own home, and I went over there to comfort him as he sat in a chair, practically numb with shock. Houses that have burned down are usually rebuilt. People who die, and some things that are lost, cannot be replaced. A woman who lost her house in this way remarked that there were a few things that she would really miss. Among them were pictures of her family. They are irreplaceable. All of us have pictures, gifts, and mementos. They may be of little value to others, but they're valuable to us because they remind us of people, events, experiences, and even moments that mean a great deal to us. Jesus Christ did not tell people, get rid of those pictures, those gifts, those mementos, that jewelry, those pieces of furniture, that rug, or whatever. He never ran down material things which have been made by God too, or have come from things that have been made by God. He did not direct his scorn at tools and TV sets, at hi-fi sets or automobiles, at bicycles or even motorcycles. Christ's men said that God richly furnishes us with everything to enjoy. The material has its place in life, and it is not to be despised as if material things were inherently evil. The Lord did say emphatically that the acquisition of material things cannot be the end goal of life. A man's life, he said, does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. He did point out how empty life becomes when people set all their affection on things. He lived his own life with a bare minimum of even the most essential things. He did not own a house, and he did not own a car. He never rode on an airplane and not even on a train. He did not criticize other people for owning houses or even for being rich. But he did tell people who set their hearts on things that they ought to sell everything they had and give it to the poor. He did tell rich people whose sole preoccupation in life is to pile wealth upon wealth that it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. As St. Paul once said, people who set their hearts on things that money can buy are buying themselves a lot of trouble. There are many people who would agree with Jesus Christ on what he has to say about things. They may not agree with him on anything else, but they'll agree with him about this. They found out for themselves that things do not satisfy, and that preoccupation with things can produce an extraordinarily empty life. Some of them have done away with things altogether in the attempt to find the abundant life. People make do with the most elementary necessities, hoping in the process to find a life that is more full and satisfying. They want to get rid of the glitter in order to find the glory. Getting rid of the glitter will not give you the glory. Jesus Christ did not take people down that track. He was perfectly content with what he had. So were the men who followed him. Some of them said, having food and raiment, I'm there with content. They had this contentment because they discovered the glory, which is real, and could evaluate the glitter, which is unreal. They had their heads set on straight, and they had their priorities straight, too. They weren't even worried about food, clothing, and shelter because they'd come to know someone who said, why do you worry about such things, you men of little faith? The glory is Jesus Christ himself. Even he disclaimed that glory, saying that it came to him from his Father. What my Father wants me to do, I do. In all humility, that was his glory. Talk like that may sound to a lot of people like foolishness, like tomfoolery, like harebrained nonsense. Any mention of heaven they look upon as the raving of an idle dreamer. people 500 years ago looked upon Columbus as an idle dreamer when he talked about going to India in the wrong direction. People talked only a few years ago about somebody landing on the moon with a knowing smile or an outright sneer. But nobody can get rid of what the Son of God said. Do not treasure up for yourselves treasures on earth, where corruption and corrosion can make things disappear, and where thieves dig through a wall in order to steal. But treasure up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where corruption and corrosion cannot do their work, and where thieves cannot dig through the walls and cannot steal. Don't be taken in by the glitter, said the Lord, and then fail to see the glory. This is not just some secular humanist talk about people being more important than things, or love being more important than what you can buy with money. It's not just idealistic talk about beauty and joy and peace. It's about the unseen realities that are more real than the realities which are seen. The unseen values which are more priceless than the values which can be measured, or as they say nowadays, quantified. On one occasion, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see the things you see. For kings and prophets desired to see the things which you see and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear and did not hear them." It's possible to have everything and to have nothing. He was talking about himself, of course. They saw him, and seeing him, they had the sight and the sound of God. Blessed are the eyes that see the things you see, he said, and to hear the things you hear. As Christ, men kept telling people, in him, in Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. In Christ, God has disclosed himself to the whole world. With faith in Christ, people have the gifts God has to give. In Christ, there's forgiveness, which nobody else can give. And in Christ, there's life, which nobody else can offer. It's forgiveness won by Christ on a cross where he was crucified. It's life offered to people without money and without price, because Christ is the Lord of life, who was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father and declared to be the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. It's real, as Christ is real. All in all, said Paul, is Christ. The glory of God is his grace toward people, even though the only thing they have a right to expect of him is judgment. The glory of people is faith in Jesus Christ, God's Son, whom he sent to be the Savior of the world. The glory of life is to live by that faith and to trust in God, who is the giver of every good and perfect gift. That's life in all its glory. As St. Peter once said to people who were suffering persecution, in this persecution you can rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, much more precious than gold, which itself perishes when it is tested by fire, may redound to praise and glory and honor in the day of the revelation of Jesus Christ. The glory of faith in Christ is fellowship with God and fellowship with the family of God. I visited in a country recently where the newspapers were completely filled with nothing but politics. Every time you opened a paper, you were confronted with nothing but political hostilities. The fellowship of politics does not satisfy. I've been in homes where money is everything. The people there expected you to be impressed with their wealth. If you were not impressed, they called it to your attention. The fellowship of wealth does not satisfy. I moved in educated circles where the intellectual is everything. Unless you can say that you have read the latest book, you do not qualify. The more you can quote from somebody else, the more educated you appear to be. It doesn't matter whether you have a brain in your head or not. The only thing that counts is to be able to talk in a language that nobody else will understand. The fellowship of education, even at its best, does not satisfy. Fellowship with God, by faith in Jesus Christ, satisfies both rich and poor, both educated and uneducated, both powerful and weak. It is the warmth of love in a cold world. It is the anchor of hope in a restless sea. It is the joy in the midst of sorrow and comfort in a psychotic world. It is life that overcomes death. It is the treasure of heaven. As the saying goes, all that glitters is not gold. There's a lot of fool's gold around. Not all diamonds are real, and the artificial ones are pretty hard to distinguish from the real ones. They glitter, but they lack the glory. Even the real treasures of earth are subject to corrosion and corruption. The stock market has been known to crash. Stocks and bonds have been known to become worthless. Things of value can lose their value. Don't worship those things, said Jesus Christ. And don't lay up treasures whose values can disappear in the corruption and the corrosion of the world. But lay up treasures for yourselves in heaven, where faith glows brightly and grows brighter as the glory draws nigh. Things can be stolen, but the glory of heaven is incorruptible. Things can be stolen, but this glory is impregnable. Where your treasure is, said Jesus Christ, there will your heart be also. What's valuable to you determines what kind of a person you're going to be. If your treasures are confined to earth, the grave is your only destiny. And what follows after the grave for those whose hearts have been far from God, it is the final separation, the ultimate estrangement, the eternal alienation, which the Bible calls hell. Then there's heaven. The virtues of heaven are not confined to heaven. They're to be found right here on earth. Jesus was talking to people who are living here, right here and now. Lay up for yourselves right here and now treasures in heaven. Where your treasures are, there will your heart be also. Laying up treasures in faith and love toward God, with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, you begin to see the glory that beams from eternity itself, a light that leads through the valley of the shadow of death, the way that our Lord himself walked for all of us. And that gives body to the pilgrimage here in time, and spirit for the adventure of eternal fellowship with God, and also with one another. We brought nothing into this world, and it's certain that we're not going to carry anything out, except the glory that God gives to his family, the people who trust in him and put their faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Christ is the glory. To follow him is all glory. Having faith in God and in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, is all glory. Living in love, even as God loves you, is all glory. The treasures of heaven are not just glitter. They are all and real glory. Set your heart on God, my friend, and let Christ himself be your treasure. Have a taste of heaven right here, with assurance of heaven right there. That's not glitter. You'll see. It's glory. Amen.